From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. If the rumors have it right, and in this case they probably do, Apple will introduce a slate computer, sometimes called a tablet, later this week. Other tech companies are expected to follow suit later this year. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on what a slate computer is and why anyone would want one.
If you're not sure what a slate computer is, you aren't alone. A few years back, many HP executives couldn't really figure it out either.
I'm trying to convey what a slate device was 5 years ago. It was a little hard to get the executives to understand what would be the use for that slate.
So HP's Phil McKinney took them on a trip to the final frontier.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
For many years, slate computers have been popping up in Star Trek. In the show, they are flat computers without keyboards used to enter data and retrieve information.
The future for slates is you'll have slates just laying around the house. You'll just have them laying around the office. You'll be able to pick up that slate. You should be able to connect to your information. You should be able to have the interaction experience that you want.
For slates, the future is now. McKinney says even though there have been attempts to market them over the last decade,
what you're seeing is really a perfect storm of innovation from the standpoint of processors, operating system, touch technologies, and the ability to bring that all together to hit a mainstream price point.
At this year's Consumer Electronics Show, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer showed an HP slate during his keynote address.
I think many customers are going to be very, very excited about.
It was thin, about the size of a novel, with an all-glass front. It offered up everything that Amazon's Kindle e-reader has, but more.
As you see, I can flip through the book using the touch experience. I can experience the book in full color. I can, of course, go and buy and download more content from Amazon.
There are long-standing rumors that Microsoft will release a new slate computer of its own. In an interview with NPR, Microsoft's Ballmer played down the size of the market.
We'll sell 300 million PCs in the next year. There'll be 150 million smartphones sold in the next year. And most of the forecasts are for single-digit millions, maybe, of slate computers.
But there's a good chance that Apple is going to try to prove Ballmer wrong. Right now, rumors are flying that Apple will release a slate PC later this week. Gartner research analyst Mike McGuire says there's a reason so many people are excited about a new Apple product.
What Apple does is takes those existing paradigms that are nice functional devices and turn them into something unique. It may look familiar, but it's the total experience it delivers is unique.
The iPod was not the first MP3 player. The iPhone was not the first smartphone. But Apple made them popular. McGuire believes an Apple slate is likely to offer not just books, but videos, music, and movies, all with interactivity and an internet connection. So imagine you're watching a movie on your slate. You can't remember the name of a particular actor.
And instead of having to go, like, scan through the movie to the end credits, just say, wait a minute, title of movie, you know, who's the guy in the blue suit?
When Dr. Jacob Nielsen, an expert on technology usability, tries to describe a slate PC, he doesn't look to science fiction. He goes directly to magic, Harry Potter.
The newspaper is called The Daily Prophet. It comes with these photographs that are all kind of moving images because of the magic of Harry Potter and the wizards. But in a tablet, all the photos could be movie, could be video clips.
Nielsen sees two possible technological hurdles for Apple or any company to overcome. Tablet PCs can't be too expensive, and they have to have enough battery life. Still, if Apple nails it, at least some analysts believe that tens of millions of people will buy slate and tablet PCs this year. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.